That's enough of that. I do like the song, but let's get the spaces started. Everybody's here. Thank you so much for joining in. I'm not the best host. I'm Zerk, co-founder of Mad Scientist, as well as Rec Gang. Usually Trendy does these. He's way better than me. And I have the pleasure, the big pleasure of having with us Kudo, the artist of Mad Scientist, the art director. He does the website. He does absolutely everything, as well as JG from Backbone Labs, who does everything that's technical as well, and kind of the mastermind behind the Backbone and the Gravedigger initiative. So welcome, everybody. Kudo, JG, can y'all hear me? Is everything good?
Loud and clear, sir. Loud and clear.
Nice. I got you as well. Kudo, do you want to speak just to see if it all works?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Glad to be here. Super excited to be on this, on Mad Scientist's first Twitter space, right? Yeah. Looking forward to speak.
Yeah. This is the first community spaces that we have. I like to call it community spaces because anybody can come up and ask questions. We like to do this very free, very open. We're all about peer review. If you're into science, it's kind of cool. And I see you, Kiki. I see you requesting. We will be taking questions a little bit later, though, because we kind of want to get flow going. And anybody can come up in about half an hour, I think, something like that, if you have questions. Oh, my God. Who do we have the pleasure of having here? I did not plan on this, but Sunny is here. Welcome, Sunny. I don't know. That was amazing. What a great space. First space is that we get Sunny from Osmosis right here. Let's see if he can come up. We'll see. Maybe he just wants to tune in. If you are just tuning in, I do want to mention that this space is recorded by my very good friend Finn on Terra Spaces. So that's really awesome. You can always listen to the recording. I see StreamSwap is here as well. I kind of want to invite him on the stage too. They've been instrumental in making this a huge success. So very excited for them to be here. But we might as well get started. I'm trying to request Sunny whenever he can. He'll come up if he wants to. That's all good. All right. Well, let's get started. I guess for those that let's do some intros. I feel like you get to know the team a little bit. I'm Zerk. I'll get started by with myself. I'm Zerk, co-founder of this project, Mad Scientist. In the real world, I actually have a PhD in medicinal chemistry, so I really love the science theme. I feel like, you know, it just resonates with my day-to-day. I used to work in big pharma, so for me, kind of the switch to crypto has been super fun, and I'm having a blast with all this mad stuff we're doing in the Web3 space. I'm a big maxi on decentralization. I think that's super important for the vision, and I'm very, very excited to be building out what I think is going to be one of the coolest, most experimental NFT-fi brands in the crypto sphere. So thanks for tuning in, y'all. And that's a little bit about me. If we can maybe go to JG and Kudo afterwards for some really quick intros, just so they know, you know, they can put a voice to the face to the person that's in Discord, to the person that's posting on Twitter. Go ahead, JG.
Yeah, sure. So my name is JG. I'm the founder of Backbone Labs, and we manage these Gravedigger initiatives, which is pioneering a new market paradigm, NFTFi or CultureFi, as Zerk likes to coin it. And what we come from humble beginnings. We are wrecked lunatics. We got completely wiped out, and we got a little grant for NFT Switch, 26,000 Luna. And we parlayed 26,000 Luna into what we see today. That's all the help that we've... No, we had a grant from Whale, too. We had a little grant from Whale. And without Migaloo Whale's assistance, we would not be here today. But, we've had two grants. We've seen them through. And we do what we say, and we say what we do. And we have a plan.
Yeah, the most interesting story, I think, about JG and the whole Backbone Labs initiatives is that you actually derugged a twice-rugged project. So for those unfamiliar, there was this project called Skeleton Punks on Terra Luna that got rugged not once, but twice. Twice. And JG, with zero funds, decided to take over. And I think it's a beautiful project right now, doing very well on its own. So you can kind of know this guy is going to go down and put in the work and make sure that the holders get rewarded, if I can use that term. So yeah, that's really kudos to you, JG.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Nice. Kudo, do you want to share a little bit about yourself? Go ahead, man.
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Kudo. I'm an art director from Thailand. Our artist is also from Thailand. So yeah, on art side is like Thai team here. I co-founder of Mad Scientist and co-founder of Record Gang. So yeah, it's the art you guys see, the video, the website. Yeah, it's by our house. So yeah, hope you guys liked what we did and the songs. I'm really proud of the song for this collection. And yeah, I want you all to listen to it. And we still have so many cool stuff that launching soon in terms of art. Videos, cool things, and yeah, looking forward. Even the mint or sneak peek, looking forward to show all the art that we have been cooking for so long to you all on Osmosis. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kudo. Kudo's a degen at heart as well. He likes the trade meme coins. He loves everything about crypto. And yes, absolutely. I think the art really stands out for Mad Scientist. I think the IP, the brand, is really cool, really unique. And that was very much Kudo's vision. I mean, just the stream swap, the UI of that. I love stream swap, by the way. And kind of the little customizations that he did, or I guess the big customizations. It makes the experience so much more mad. And yeah, thank you to Kudo for being a jack of all trades, not only an artist, but like I said, UI, website, videos, and now he's into songs as well. And you do a little bit of smart contracts too, right, Kudo? I think you can do a little coding whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, when I feel like it. It's a hard job, so I don't do that much.
Yeah, gotta do it all. But yeah, thank you so much for sharing a little bit about yourself. So next, after we do these intros, I do kind of want to share a little bit about what made us create this project. I think the genesis is super important to talk about. I think everybody's very curious about, why Osmosis and why NFTFi and all these different things. And I guess I can start about the core concept, which is the Mad Scientist brand or IP. JG, I will let you talk about the NFTFi side of things. And maybe Kudo, you can speak a little bit more about what was your inspiration for the art here. And finally, I'll close it out on why Osmosis. I think it's pretty obvious, but still, I think it's important to mention. So Mad Scientist, I feel like Mad Scientists have been in the cosmos since forever. All the cool dev stuff comes from the cosmos. We got so many amazing builders within this community. And I really wanted to highlight that by using something that resonates close to my heart. Like I mentioned earlier, I do have a PhD in medicinal chemistry. So I love all the chemistry and sciencey stuff. And this I feel really is something that the Cosmos folk and Osmosis can relate to with, because we already have a mad scientist within, you know, on the UI of the Osmosis.zone page. So in that sense, it really made a lot of, you know, kind of, it was logical for us to go with that IP, to go with this brand, and to go with these colors that are very mad, very sciency. And I feel like we can really push this to, I don't want to use the term retail, but basically people can understand this very quickly, right? Like mad scientist, it makes sense. You know, it's kind of something people enjoy. And we hope that you guys like the branding and the art as well, because a lot of thought went into it. And we're going to be building out a lot of different dApps, a lot of different utilities, all these cool things. And they're always going to be using kind of this framework, this IP that we created for this Osmosis collection. So that's just a few words to share. But JG, maybe you can chat a little bit more about the NFT-fi side of these characters or these NFTs that are going to come to life very soon.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, Backbone Labs is, we have a little bit of a different mission. Our mission is to unite the cosmos and to become a place of cross-pollinization, if you will. So the way we're doing that is, you know, we focus on building NFT communities around these Gravedigger protocols that revenue share and manage the actual protocol of the LST. This way, we can start to develop a system that actually as a feedback loop into our own degenerate NFT behavior. We have a Medium article on the Soul paper, which will really explain it. Let me put it up in the nest in a second. When I'm done talking, I'll flick it up there. But you know, partnering, I've kind of been stalking Rec Gang for like maybe a year. Like Zerk could tell you, I've literally been like, let's do this. And he's like, oh, I don't know, what chain? And finally we were like, Osmosis. And he was like, I'm in. Right? So I think we're onto something unique. We're onto something special. You know, people say LSTs are boring, but they're not going to be boring at Backbone, and they're not going to be boring with mad scientists. And we're going to get creative things happening, and we're going to actually have activities to do with your money. That is the goal, is to actually have actions and activities that you can do with your money. Otherwise, it's dumb money, right? And we should just hold fiat if that's the case, right? So let's we want to unify the cosmos. We want to build bridges, not divides, right? We realized from the wreck last time that we are stronger together. And that's our message. We are stronger together. Let's build together. You know, like I said, we're not a VC funded team. We've done this for nothing. And we try to share everything. And, you know, Wreck Gang is on a similar path. That, you know, they went through the gauntlet, and they've emerged stronger too. So to me, this was a no brainer. Our motives are aligned, you know, and we're going to cause disruption in the system. That's the other point. We're going to educate and disrupt the system. That is the whole point of Web3. Let's not ever forget what the movement is about. Let's not allow corporate VC money to steal the heart and soul of what Web3 is. And it is a movement of freedom, right? So this is what we have to hammer. We have to hammer the newcomer that this is a movement of freedom. This is not just it's a casino, but it's also a movement.
I love it, JG. I love every time you speak about this. You're so passionate. So I know you believe in it. And so do I. So that's amazing. Kudo, go ahead, man. What inspired you for some of these very quirky traits? I think the art is so unique, right? Like there's nothing like this out there. So go ahead, man.
Absolutely. So maybe I start from, all right. So we talk about that we did want to do an NFT on Osmosis, right? You guys told me. And first we were starting like with something small. It was like maybe you do a mice collection, right? And that was something small. And then like suddenly we just realized that, man, we shall create something that is truly like when you see it, you want it. It has to be something bigger. You want a human PFP on it. So Cirque just come out the idea with maybe let's go with mad scientist. Why we come with this conclusion to go with mad scientist is because Osmosis has such a strong brand and IP, and they want to congratulate the Osmosis team if they can hear, is that they have built such a strong IP that when you when you say osmosis, you have the scientist in osmosis zone image comes up come out to you, and it's fun and it's colorful. You have that kind of feeling that you don't get it often in other brand, right? Osmosis have this key strength for the brand. So that was the kind of like the first chemistry to be working on. And then after that, what I did is basically I researched all the crazy mad scientists that are in the world, persons, film, cartoon, literature, whatever it is. I just like did a lot of research and tried to see, put it all of them in one big canvas, and then see what is make a man a mad scientist. What is it? It has to have a crazy head, right? It has to have a crazy eyes. It has to have that kind of things. When you see it, one PFP and fuck, that guy is mad. That guy is crazy. So that was kind of the goal. And yeah, man. So my only goal was like, when people see a PFP, one PFP, they have to get the feeling that, oh man, this PFP is so mad. He looked like a mad scientist. So yeah, I designed everything around this goal with all the reference, cultural reference. And yeah, it came out this kind of like crazy collection with a lot of details. There are so many rare traits that is going to be like really awesome. I mean, like you guys are going to see it and you guys, like it's so cool and you guys are going to want it. And I can't wait to show you all on that. So that's the collection design part. For the marketing part, right? There's you guys see all the videos that we made. It's actually, if you go from the first video to the last video, it's all the stories are connected. It's like we designed this marketing campaign by literally thinking of storytelling and cut it out piece by piece to make the entire user journey like you are reading some kind of books. And at the end, you get your mad scientist. So that was kind of like how we designed this marketing approach. And lastly, is the I was so fortunate to get to use an AI tools that can make songs very easily, and it can produce like so many genre. And yeah, I did experiment on that, and yeah, it come out. The mad scientist IP had so many cool soundtracks because of these tools as well. So yeah. It's a design project that really it was enhanced because the brand is there. Osmosis chain has a strong branding and it can see the potential since the beginning when we talk about it that okay, this mad scientist it will become a big bomb in Osmosis. I was so sure of it, and working on it day by day, it just become clear that this will rock. And yeah. Cosmos nice. And Osmosis just welcome us so good, and yeah, we're glad to be here. Thank you all.
Yeah, thanks, Kudo. Love it. I think people are really going to enjoy the art when it mints. Can you share maybe two or three of your favorite traits that you worked on and you hope people will enjoy? I know people like to mint certain traits and maybe trade those NFTs. I think it's always fun. Which ones do you like most?
I got a response in the best manner. Is like I like most of them. Like artist is subjective, you will find your favorite traits everyone, but for me it's the brain head traits. That's my favorite one, and for sure I love hoodie. Everyone's love hoodie, and I can't wait to show you guys. Yeah man, I'm a hoodie man.
Nice. Yeah, I see the hoodie, it's pretty awesome. And yeah, thank you. You did an outstanding job on the art, marketing, and obviously the website as well. Is super clean, super nice. And you touched upon this. I think it's super important on how the Osmosis branding is already very good. I think it's people don't understand how, we're shilling our own bags here, I guess. But Osmosis is such an easy to use DEX. Like you can onboard from a centralized exchange. I mean, Binance is super easy. You can onboard through Wormhole, Squid Router. Any type of, bridging is available. It's kind of the liquidity hub of the Cosmos, and for a good reason, because the UI is so clean. The user experience is so easy. And again, I don't like to use the word retail, but it's just something easy and clean and fun to do. like just swapping on Osmosis feels nice, right? It just feels very seamless for some reason. Like to me, the experience is absolutely there. And I feel like that's why it was so easy for us to kind of push ourselves to kind of do this collection on Osmosis, because we feel that, some fun, some NFT-fi could bring a lot of eyes to Osmosis, and well-deserved eyes, right? So we're hoping, and JJ already used this word, kind of the big vision here for Mad Scientist is for Osmosis to become the culture-fi hub of the cosmos, or even the culture-fi hub of Web3 in general. So we will be pushing, obviously, for things like memes, art, all those fun things that people enjoy. We will be facilitating that and making sure that all eyes are on Osmosis, as well as all eyes are on Mad Scientist too. So for us, that is kind of the overarching vision, to build out a Culture 5 movement on Osmosis. I think we're in the meme coin super cycle, and it would be amazing if Osmosis, due to kind of having such a beautiful UI, such an easy onboarding experience, being the hub in the Web3 for this type of activity. Very cool. And I see, Sisla, is that you behind the stream swipe mic? Kind of brought him up, but I'm not sure if he's there.
He might not have been ready. Hey. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, hey guys. GM. We just finished the GM, guys. GM. We just finished the Tinker stream, stream swap stream, and it was just on those groups. But very glad to be here. I missed the first part of the space. I do not know if there were shout outs given. But, I think like this experiment went wild. And, you know, I should say that experiment is the keyword over here. This all started Omniflix was Omniflix. Then in one, Twitter space, we just had a conversation with Sunny during the space itself. Then StreamSwap happened. During one of those calls, we were like, of course, we had ideas for a drop, working on NFT infra. But there was this one discussion where Sunny was like, maybe this is an interesting tool, or maybe StreamSwap is an interesting tool for, NFT projects to launch where they utilize a fungible token, so on and so forth. This was just an idea. It was over a year ago. And that was a time when, L1s or like other app chains were, utilizing StreamSwap, just utilize StreamSwap and so on and so forth. But, full credit to Sunny. And the tagline, everything is an experiment, that honestly motivated me to reach out to Aaron as to find out, who are the people behind this Mad Scientist experiment. And, Aaron immediately connected. Shout out to the Osmosis crew as well. Aaron, Jeremy, Johnny, right? David, Emperor, right? All of these guys, definitely helped. Every partner, I should say, involved, right? Here, it's not just StreamSwap or not just Backbone or, multiple communities, right? Like, you also had the involvement of White Whale. There was a pool, managed by them, the pool with the lab tokens, right? So all of these things came together. Shout out to the Osmosis team. And of course, Backbone, the gang, kudos for the amazing art, right? All of you moved extremely fast. And, our playbook, the best practices, guidelines that we set up, of course, they're very subjective. It depends from project to project, community to community. But the best practices playbook got like shattered. Now, I think we'll have to write a V2 considering, communities with extreme culture or something for cults, communities, and then, projects. So, that went well. And, definitely a shout out to StreamSwap contributors, the Flix crew, and the others involved in making this happen, and especially to all of the participants, right? The Xterra community, I think, they were there. People that used StreamSwap for the first time, maybe even onboarded to Osmosis because of this through other ecosystems. I think we, like, as a community, we had a lot going on, and I think it all came very well together. So, Mad Scientist and gang, it all depends on what you do next.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you for those words, Asla. And we have not talked about the stream swap yet. So you came up at the perfect time. I think it's, you know, it showcased a different way of minting NFTs. There are no whitelists. There are no bots. There's no first come, first serve. Basically, everybody gets the same allocation of tokens. And, you know, we can tweak with the parameters as you were talking about. But in general, the experience was very positively received. And congratulations to you guys for building out such a easy to use workflow and UI. I think people really enjoyed doing it. And also, I want to shout out to some of the partners like Leap, who incorporated you guys like into their wallet, as well as Kado for the onboarding. And you guys are also running a giveaway of lab tokens. So I think everybody kind of worked together. And obviously, yes, the Osmosis crew for making this happen too. So, and yeah, Backbone, anybody. Everybody's getting a shout out now. So yeah, it was a really cool experience. I think people enjoyed this. I'm excited for the next steps. I guess we're there now. JG, this next one is coming to you, so get ready. But I think, you know, right now we have the lab token and it's doing very well. If, you know, you got some lab, everybody's happy about it, that the price is pretty much what you bought, maybe a little bit pumped a little bit. That being said, I think we're going to get a lot of interesting activity when the NFT mint starts, right? And we mentioned this several times, and just to repeat it, it takes 10 lab tokens to mint one mad scientist NFT. And most of these mad scientist NFTs will get some sort of perks, right? We've already talked about how, you know, Biosmo, the Gravedigger, is involved in there, but there's lots of different airdrops, and I'll get to it a little bit later. But I think this activity of using 10 lab tokens, fungible tokens, that will be removed from circulation when you mint a mad scientist NFT, we'll see kind of some, I don't know, we'll see what happens with the price action of lab, we'll see what happens with those NFTs. I think it's going to be a very interesting model and very cool for NFTFi as a whole. So, JG, my question is, when are the NFTs coming? I don't want to put you on the spot. And the second is, you know, how do you see this playing out? Do you see a lot of people minting, or do you see people kind of hoarding their lab token and seeing what happens? Because it'll be very interesting.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things that we're going to do very soon is we're going to add rewards to LPing the Lab Osmo pool. That should put a new dimension into the game. And then, you know, already we're already getting airdrops for the mad scientist community from Migaloo's restake. You know, like, we're getting airdrops from Soul. If you use your lab and you mint a mad scientist, that qualifies you for the Soul airdrop. If you hold your mad scientist when we do the token launch, that is another qualifier for Soul. If you buy and trade secondary on Necropolis, that's a different qualifier. There's a lot of things that are coming out. And so when are we minting? That's the optimal question. We will mint as soon as possible, literally. Like, we are working around the clock. We are, you know, it's a lot of components. Like, we are in like the final stages of hooking up the live data for the new marketplace. And to hook up the minters, actually, it's actually a smaller job than to complete the API. But we want to deliver a full package marketplace in the next, like, you know, week, 10 days, something like that. And we want to be minting and we want to get the activities going. And that's why we're going to put rewards for the lab LP. We're going to gamify this thing. We're going to have activities. They're going to be fun. And we actually have other news, right? Like, should I say what we're going to do with that matching amounts that we discussed?
That's a pretty big announcement. You know what? People have been here half an hour. I feel like they deserve a big announcement. Then you go ahead, man. Because we get this question a lot.
Yeah.
So might as well just put it out there.
So, you know, none of us expected this to do as well as it did. We are all, first of all, speechless and humbled. Second, Backbone Labs is going to take 400,000 Osmo and make B Osmo. And, you know, Mad Scientist has committed to the same thing. So there's going to be 800,000 Osmo going into the Gravedigger. We will it'll be over a double up of the current yield available for the mad scientists from the Grave Digger. And this is just our commitment to the Osmosis community that we're here for the long run. We're going to stake these tokens. And also by adding 800 Osmosis to the Grave Digger, we will also be able to expand the validator set for the Grave Digger, including more participants. If you are a validator validating on Osmosis, our Grave Digger is going to have over 1.5 million Osmo tokens in it. And if you are a contributor or you think you can bring something to the mad scientist community, or you are a contributor to the infrastructure of Osmosis, please feel free to reach out and apply. But you have to have a 5% lower commission rate, 5% or lower. You have to have a 50% voting average. If you don't have those two main metrics, don't apply, because that means you're just dead weight.
Yeah, so outstanding. I think a lot of people curious about this, if there was going to be an extra yield, and basically we more than doubled the yield of Mad Scientist NFTs with an 800,000 Osmo extra into the Grave Digger. Can I do the other announcement? Because that's
course,
what gets
course,
me going.
Of course,
I enjoy. I'm more of a degen slash artist type person, so this is what I like. That's what gets me going. And JG is all about the yield, and it's cool because we get best of both worlds with Mad Scientist NFTs. But I was thinking about the CultureFi angle that we want to be pushing on Osmosis, and we will be pushing out 100,000, I don't want to call it grant, but it is like a grant, a public goods platform to push CultureFi on Osmosis. So if you're a builder on Osmosis, building cool shit, artsy shit, you know, things that are on chain, that are weird and quirky, but are interesting, right? And are original, please, reach out to us. We'd love to hear your ideas. We'd love to, you know, kind of bring it all together if the funds is what was missing. And we'd love to maybe put a mad scientist twist on it so people enjoy it a little bit more. So that's kind of I'm excited about this because I'm thinking we're going to push out a lot of original content using that. So yeah, two cool announcements. And thanks, JG. Really appreciate you going from doubling the yield, basically, of all the MS holders. I saw Sisla. Sisla, I think you had a question. You had your hand up. Go ahead, man. I don't know unless you put it down. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, like I think that question was a bit out of context then, because you were very excited for the announcements. I'm very glad to see this shape up. You know, as I rightly thought, or you know, as the community can see, decisions are being made. You know, they're fast. Some may be right, some may be wrong, but at the same time, you know, we keep accelerating. So that being said, right, like my question is, of course, I might be biased here, but as soon as you heard about, like, as soon as you probably read about the launch idea, or as soon as you started considering this approach of using a fungible token to launch an NFT project, what were your first thoughts? You know, how did you maybe even convince yourselves that this might be the right approach? Because until then, you know, we've had stream swap streams, but you know, maybe they were the scale was a bit different, right? And so on and so forth. So what were your first thoughts, like both teams, and what was something that motivated you to push yourself?
Oh, sorry, I think you cut off.
I got muted.
Oh, got muted.
Oh yeah, I it's all good. Like I was just concluding my question. So what was the factor that motivated you to like go ahead in this direction? And what was it that probably changed your mind if you weren't set on it?
JG has his hand up. Go ahead, man.
Oh, you know, for me, you know, it's funny because at first when Zerk made the suggestion after hearing the idea, I was like, hell no, we're not doing any of that shit. And then I thought about it and I was like, wait, we get to make friends. We get to include other people. I'm like, this is exactly what we do everywhere. I'm like, yeah, we're in. And then it's like the best idea ever. I'm not going to lie.
Very nice. Kudo, go ahead. You have your hand up.
Yeah, thanks a lot, StreamSwap. I mean, like, it's a great question, and I think it's good that we talk about this. So we had the idea that we wanted to do something, like experiment with tokens and NFT with Surf. We talk about it, but we didn't have any partner on that. And yeah, when you guys come, it for me was like, oh man, well, fuck this shit. This is exactly the thing that we are looking for. But the things that they love the most, it's why we are here, like, because of decentralization. This thing that you can trade across the world and having the opportunity to launch a project in a fair launch kind of way, it's really, really an important thing. You kick off a project and who decide what this project market cap should be, right? Like it's all up to the market. It's completely up to the market. And it's so pure. You mean like there's no lock. You can withdraw, you can deposit whenever you want. This thing is just so beautiful design, and it makes it so fair, and everyone have the same chance to get in. And the other things that fix the problem is when you do an NFT project, you have to have give whitelist, right? Whitelist this. And people, I kind of feel like that users are really, really tired of doing all that grinding, whitelist, why they're really interested in the project, but they can't get in because there's so much thing to do to get into a project. But with this method, everything changed. Everyone can get in, everyone can be inside that. And yeah, I found it very fascinating. And it's such a crazy, I'm so grateful that we could launch this project with StreamSwap, with what you guys did. Thanks a lot. It means a world to me. Thank you.
Yeah. Great, great thoughts, Kudo. I echo your sentiment the same way. And yeah, you know, I had a similar idea, I guess, of doing it, but no infrastructure, right? And we just thought, like, this is just a crazy idea. Just keep it there. And I'm so grateful that, Cicely, you reached out to the Osmosis team to connect us, because then it was just a match made in heaven. And I agree, the fairness of it is just, never seen this before, usually in crypto space. You don't want to, you know, change the system. You just want to change your position in the system. And in this case, everybody's equal. So I love it. And I'm looking forward to more streams from you guys in the near future. So thanks for building it out. It's really cool.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the love and the shout out. Definitely, we believe that, you know, Osmosis being the liquidity hub, there is quite the possibility that NFT projects, projects in general, communities, DAOs, treasuries, they're all bootstrapped, or even if they're bootstrapped already, they take advantage of StreamSwap, be more creative with their approach, and utilize all the infra. There's a lot coming with StreamSwap, but those are announcements for later. So thank you all again for experimenting. I think that is the key word here again. Everything is an experiment was the only factor. Just that word motivated me to just push me or created the drive in me to, experiment like this. We too definitely had a lot of experiments going on, like kudos to Kudo on the UI for the StreamSwap stream. Of course, we worked on it from an engineering standpoint, the animations, but Kudo was the one that actually came up with the custom branded theme page. We were like, why not? We're going this far. Why not even like include the entire experience into the streaming stream page itself? And I think that, that sealed the deal. So definitely, it all went very well. We're very glad as a team to collaborate and looking forward to, continued collaboration. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Cicely, and amazing job to you guys. So, you know what? I think we were 42 minutes in. I would like the audience to come up and ask some questions. I know Kiki had their hand up for, I don't know how long now. It's going to be the whole space. I see V2.0, you will come up. I will allow it. I know who you are exactly. We're good friends with V, but he's an interesting character. And A-Bomb afterwards, okay? So let's do Kiki, V, and then A-Bomb, and in that order. And if you guys have questions or any feedback, I mean, please come up. We'll try to answer as much as we can. Obviously, we don't want to give everything away. We... I feel like we shared a lot in this space already. And I mean, it is the crypto space and the NFT space. You got to keep some surprises. So damn it, Kiki left. Like, waited for an hour and then they left. So sorry, Kiki. Okay, well, I guess V's next. Okay. Well, this is going to be interesting. I can't believe V's getting the first question. He created a Twitter account just to ask the, you know, questions. And JG, probably it will be directed at you. Oh, we can always remove him. Go ahead, V, man. V, are you there? I'm not removing these people, by the way. It seems like I don't know what's wrong. Okay, I'm adding A-Bomb. I see Kiki. Okay, A-Bomb, are you there?
Yo, how's it going?
Oh, there we go. It worked for somebody. Okay, go ahead, man.
Hey, just first of all, congratulations on the mint and the liquidity stuff. That was pretty well done. Stream Swap did a great job for y'all. Just a quick like background question. I don't know who wants to go first. What is everyone's sort of background in Web3? And I kind of understood like why you're doing it, but like where did you guys get your toes wet in this ecosystem, first of all? That's kind of what I was wondering.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know what? I'll go first, then we'll do JG, and then we'll do Kudo, if that's fine with you. I've been in crypto since 2013, but not as a founder, just as a participant, like many of us here. And then I guess my first kind of real involvement with NFTs as a whole was Galactic Punks. I don't know if you remember that project on Terra Luna. I was part of the DAO. Actually, kind of one of the first people that pushed for the inauguration of a Galactic Punks validator back then. So the idea kind of came from us. We had been connecting, you know, and now I think it's kind of standard almost for NFT collections to have validators, which is very cool. Kind of gives you this this consistent rev stream, which is awesome. And after the DAO at Galactic Punks, I guess it's going to be 2 years and a half now, launched a collection called Rec Gang, which is a multi-chain collection. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but I love the Rec Gang. It's very innovative for the concepts that it had. Things like multi-chain, we were pioneers in that. So right now, I believe it's on 11 different chains, bridgeable NFTs and so on. Safe staking or soft staking is another thing that we introduced. PFP staking is another thing, but I think that already existed. But multi-chain PFP staking is new. And a lot of cool concepts, really. We love the experiment that we had with Rec Gang. So very used to the NFT kind of a world myself, and I've been enjoying it. And like I said, my background is I am a, you know, medicinal chemist, and I hold a PhD in that. I do teach at university from time to time, so really love this mad scientist concept. So I hope that gives you like a quick overview of, well, I hope that answers your questions real quickly. I'll, you know, give it to JG and then Kudo afterwards. JG, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So first and foremost, you know, I'm an anonymous person. I'm not like a tech savvy person, but I'm an anonymous person who likes their privacy. So I will speak about my crypto career, but not necessarily my personal life. I've been in crypto since 2017. And, you know, I started on the normal Bitcoin, Ethereum journey, EVM journey. And then ironically, I stumbled into the Sandbox project really early and I minted a bunch of lots of land. And so that was a great moment for me. And I was like, holy forking shirt balls. Like, this is different. And so after I made some profit there, I had a friend, friend Tim in Australia, and he was like, have you heard of Luna? And I was like, no. And of course, not being savvy yet, you know, I bought the top and leveraged. So I had a play that I learned really fast on how to manage a loan. Like, it was like trial by fire. I got liquidated twice, crash and burn. So before that happened, I actually was an original minter in the Skeleton Punk project. And I ended up joining their team kind of accidentally. There was the Redacted Money Ronins. And, you know, I was in that project too. And so all I did was just say, hey, do you think you guys want to give the Skeleton Punk community, maybe some utility on the mixer. And then I went back to the Skeleton Punk community and they were like, wait, you arranged what? Do you want to join? And then I swear to God, 2 weeks later, the founder rugged us. So then we tracked them down. We tracked him down, ID'd him, and took his project away from him. We presented the blockchain evidence to the marketplaces. We said he sold $350,000. He even stole the charity Skeleton Punk for Angel Protocol and sold it for $9,000. We're like, this guy is an absolute turd. So they said, here, give us community wallets. We're going to give you guys a project. And now, you know, the Skeleton Punks are still the top selling collection on Terra 2 since the launch. And the Migaloo, everything's ripping. Everything is ripping. And so I'm really focused at this point on community earning. I love communal earning. I love the idea of the small guy becoming the big guy if we're unified. And so that is like the mission that Backbone is on, is to unify these chains, build these bridges. And the next time the SEC or some fucking idiot decides to short us, that we can fucking, you know, do the short squeeze on them. You know what I mean? Like, because we're unified. We're not divided. They're not going to conquer us. And that brings us to Backbone today. That's the mission we're on.
Nice. Love it, JG. Kudo, go ahead, man.
All right. Me, my background in Web2, I work in film industry and TV advertising industry. That's what I do. I do directing, video, and short film, and do the management part for like long film form and all of that. So that's my Web2 kind of like background, and I use that a lot. Like I kind of get how to narrate, right? To get attention and to tell a message. So that is my core contribution from the film industry part of it. And the other background is that from crypto side is I'm a weed marijuana lover. And I found crypto in 2017 because I wanted to order weed from Europe. And yeah, I found Dark Web and they talk about Bitcoin. And it was some kind of point. I bought it. And then the dealer didn't send me. I sent Bitcoin. Dealer didn't send me the weed. And it was like, fuck, man, this shit is scam. I won't use this Bitcoin. What the fuck? Then after 4 months, the weed came into my house suddenly. And it was like, I touched it. And that moment, I understand that, fuck, there's a guy that accept Bitcoin. And I trade with him, without government and bank to nobody. And at that moment, it was like 2017, I was like, this shit is going to be huge. And yeah, I just follow everyone on Twitter and then kind of, the things that interest me is decentralization. And the other part that is really interest me is like the gathering of online community, of crypto online community on Twitter. It's a cultural kind of phenomenon that I follow. And there's these subcultures, there's so many culture that is happening on crypto that really intrigued me. I love it. And when I see NFT, it was the thing that, man, this is culture on blockchain. And I was so excited with it. I didn't get it in Ethereum. And then I got into NFT on Terra, because in Thailand, Terra was the chain that is the most used in Thailand at that moment. And yeah, I got into NFT by minting Galactic Punk. And then I was super active. And me and Cirk met in the Galactic Punk Discord. And he asked me to work on this project called Record Gang. And then after that is another journey. So yeah, the things that I'm concentrating right now is like the cultural crypto phenomenon, meme coins, NFTs, whatever is culture on blockchain. I really like it. And also I'm really big fan of Ordinals right now, Bitcoin, and super, super happy that I see Osmosis Sun is working on Bitcoin, which is things that really interest me. So yeah, this is kind of me.
Nice. I love that story, Kudo. It's just, I think everybody can relate with it. A-Bomb, does that answer your question, or are you Gucci?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate you guys going through that. My last question would be like, so you mentioned culture, Kudo, and that's kind of the one thing that I've been in Web3 and crypto for a while now too. And like, obviously it's, I get what you guys were saying in the beginning, like the aesthetics, you can kind of tell like what the vibe is, but like culturally speaking, like what vibe are you guys trying to emulate, or what kind of like people are you trying to attract, I guess would be my question.
Kudo, do you want to take this or do you want me to go ahead?
You go ahead. I know you can answer better than me.
No, I think you can answer as well. And then JG seems like he has his hand up. We are degens at heart. And I think we build what we like, right? And for us, everybody here mentioned decentralization. Everybody here mentioned freedom of ownership, kind of the core values of crypto. That is the mission of crypto. I think that's why you have to be here in the space. That's what differentiates us from anything else out there, is kind of this power to the people movement that we have. So for us, that's the vision for this brand. We want people to degen. We want people to experiment. We want people to try, you know, different things and learn and kind of grow from it at the same time. That's why we call it everything is an experiment. It's because in science, there's this saying, any result is a good result. Basically, even if you try something and it doesn't work out, that's still, you know, a data point that you can use for the future. That's still something that you can learn from and then maybe modify, adjust, grow, and do something different. And then you get another result. So experimentation is super key in the Web3 space and in the real world as well. So for us, this is going to be what the brand is about. Well, that's kind of my vision for it. But I'll let JG speak afterwards, and kudo to, you know, go ahead, JG.
Yeah, so for Backbone, we are fully aligned with the mad scientists, but you know, I think maybe we take it a step farther. Like, you know, we have this LSD protocol, and you know, there's a lot of LSD protocols, but you know, what is it that we're trying to do is we are trying to re-educate the NFT degen and to show them that there are other wealth capturing tools available to them. And if they use these specific B assets, then that will go into fueling the marketplace, the community earning, the soul token. Like, there's so many things that we can do once we have a real yield system. And now it's all about re-educating the people who are coming into the market, show them these tools, to teach them these tools, and to hopefully put them on a better way of generating income for their families, their loved ones. Like, we want the Backbone community to be successful. This is exactly what, you know, This is everything that I could dream of right now. And the experimenting is all what Web3 is about. If you're here, you are a scientist. This is an experiment. There is no guarantees, right? But if we do it together, we have a higher chance of success.
Kudo, you want to close it out?
Yeah, mine, it's short one. I mean, like, the vibes that we're looking forward for the mad scientist, yeah, is experiment people that like to degen, experiment stuff together. We're going to build crazy stuff with partners all over Cosmos. That's the people that we looking forward to, that like to experiment stuff. And from the art side, I can't say anything much, because as an artist, you create an art, right? And then it's up to the audience if they find themselves inside the art or not. But my goal, it was clear to me that I want to design a very unique PFP that is unique. You see, it's so unique that the people will remember it, that, okay, this is mad scientist. That was my goal. And if people love it, use it as PFP, that's the most beautiful thing that can happen to me. I hope community going to like this collection, and I can't wait for you guys to rock it. So yeah, all for experiment.
Yeah, thanks. Those are great questions, Abon, by the way, and thanks for coming up and asking them. All right, so I'll move on to Kiki. I think Beck. Go ahead.
What's up? Can everybody hear me?
I did not expect that voice from that PFP and that name, but yes.
Yeah, this is a Stargaze NFT. Yeah, I like Stargaze. I just mentioned it because that was cool. So I have two questions. The first one would be, is there like an exact date of when this NFT will be minted? Just because that's like the main question I'm seeing in Discord from a lot of people. I don't care when it is, I'm minting it. Like, it could come whenever. I'm going to mint it because I want it. And it's going to replace this profile picture, so my voice won't be as scary when you see me talk. But the second question would be, I'm seeing that like you have to mint two to stake. Like, is that going to always be the case, or is it going to be like you could stake one and then you don't get as many rewards, or if you have to have two? And also people are saying that if you mint one, you'll qualify for some like soul airdrop. I don't know anything about that. It sounds interesting, but these are just the questions that I'm seeing in Discord. So for people that aren't in this space right now, they could replay it later and then it'll give them a clarification of like everything that they were asking and getting very scared yesterday. Like, chill out. It's literally been 12 hours. Holy shit.
Yeah, the D-gens, you know, they're very emotional. And I love it. I love the emotion when it goes high, when it goes down, everything. The volatility, I embrace it. It's really good. And amazing questions from you, Kiki. I think JG can answer both, actually. So when is the mint and about the NFT staking for two and maybe a little bit about the Soul airdrop as well?
Yeah, so, okay. So I posted in the Nest, if you want, there's a link that has a Medium article for the Soul Medium paper, and it'll explain everything. And the mad scientists have been included, and this paper has already been updated. That would probably answer the question for the soul part. For the minting part, like, it'll literally be as soon as possible. Like, we are working on it, you know, round the clock. Like, maybe a week, maybe 10 days tops. Like, but something, it's going to be in a very reasonable time frame. That's why we're going to add rewards to the LP. That's why we're going to do stuff to continue to, you know, gamify the system and have fun, but it will be soon. This is not going to be some drug out process. Nobody's interested in that. We all have other things to do and see to, you know, so it's coming. We are working full throttle on nothing else but this. And just a little bit of patience. We're a small team, just a little bit of patience. I promise we will deliver everything and it will all, we're going to have fun together. That's the point. We're going to have fun together.
JG, could you just share a little bit more about the staking of NFTs and
what perks
can he get with one NFT? Yeah.
Here's the other thing, and this is, you brought up staking of two NFTs. So we are walking a tightrope of not being a security. So if we are selling an NFT with the promise of staking and return, that is a security. But if it takes two NFTs to unlock revenue sharing, that's actually a community utility. I spoke to a lawyer. He goes, it's gray. He goes, but if you buy one, sell one, stake one, he goes, that is straight up a security. If you unlock a utility, he goes, that's more gray. So that's why there's a barrier of two. You know, the skeleton punks are actually a stake of three. And I'm not 100% sure if the Kujirans are going to go with it, but they want to set theirs at a stake of five, right? So every community is actually an autonomous community that we are partnered with. They have the right, and they are the managers of those grave diggers and that community. So like Zerk and Kudo, these guys are the leaders of your mad scientist grave digger community. Like I'm a supporting mad scientist team member, but these are your mad scientist founders. And these are the guys that we trust with the Gravedigger and to grow the IP on Osmosis, right? And so every partner is similar. They set their own guidelines, but it has to have a minimum of two to not be in that like danger zone of being a security.
But that is only, I just want to add, that is only for the BOSMO yield from the Gravedigger. If you mint a single NFT, you are eligible for the Soul airdrop. If you hold a single mad sign, right? Oh, do you want to continue?
No, 100%. I'm saying you're right. Yeah. Totally. You're right.
Yeah. So, and moving on, if you hold a single, and again, I don't want to overpromise, but it's pretty much confirmed. We have, I believe it's five different airdrops that are lined up. You know, I don't know the value, and don't buy NFTs because of the airdrops. Again, I'm protecting myself in that sense. But we do have airdrops lined up. And if you hold just one, you'll get something. And we're pushing our partners to also give something to lab holders that can't mint an NFT. Because at this point, right, I think 10 lab is an expensive mint. I will agree with that. So we're hoping and we're pushing for smaller lab holders, just token holders, to get something as well. So kind of want everybody to stay in the community. I think I wrote this earlier, but even if you hold 0.1 lab, you're very much welcome into the mad scientist community. And we embrace you and please, you know, stay within the community, even if you don't have enough for a full NFT. JG, go ahead. And then I'll push it. Or Kiki, do you have any more questions after JG replies?
So Real quick. I was just going to say, you know, if there are a lot of people that have lab dust or maybe not a full 10 lab, it would be interesting if they open maybe a lab DAO and contributed all their dust and then made a token, and then they could buy all the extra scientists if they pool their money together, and then they make a token and fractionalize the ownership. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's tons of stuff that's available to do with this experiment.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of experimentation. That's the word of the day, it seems. thanks for the questions, Kiki. Appreciate you. And looking forward to that new PFP as well, just because it did put me off a little bit. V, go ahead, man. We're ready for you.
Hey, man. Congratulations, firstly. Amazing, man. Congratulations to Sisla, too. StreamSwap worked amazing. I have to say, smoothest thing. I wasn't expecting that. My question is directly to JG. Also, amazing announcements about what you're doing with your mint funds. I think that's one of the main questions everyone had, because everyone was expecting all of it to just go to some yachts and strippers, I guess. Anyways, my question is about the marketplace. Now, whenever I tried using Necropolis, and every time I went through it to just click on a search button or something, I had to read an entire novel on grave worship and death worship. So is this something, and the Wrecked Gang brand is very family friendly. The BBL brand is the polar opposite. So since JG said that Zerk and Kudo are the leaders of the mad scientists, and Necropolis will have a marketplace on Osmosis, will the Necropolis marketplace have some sort of rebranding, such as Mad Labs or something else similar to Osmosis, to make it much more family friendly? Because I promise you, I will not be trading on that marketplace.
Well, V, I appreciate your question and concern of our branding, but most likely we will not be changing our branding. But as for the marketplace, we are getting ready to roll out an entire V3. It's going to look completely different. And so, but I appreciate the concern and worries for the family friendly aspect. I'm hoping there's not too many 12 and 13 year olds in here. Thank you.
Second question directed to JG was, he talked a lot about freedom and granting everything to the community. However, yesterday you guys announced that you're taking 1% of the community funds and you're keeping them back. That doesn't really sound like you're giving everything to the community. It sounds like...
Sure, it does.
Let me interject right here. No, we have 9% allocation. No, we have 9% allocation.
Bro, I'm actually gonna shut this dude down in a minute. I'm dead serious. Like, we have enough. Let me answer your question. I don't even need to. You just literally, you're trying to.
All right. This is usually how it plays out all the time. So for those that are not familiar with this back and forth, this is how it happens. V and JG love each other very much, and they get very passionate. And eventually things happen. So, thanks, V, for your questions. Appreciate it. And JG, for your passion. We will be moving on, just in the spirit of, making this space very sound great on the recording. And we will move to another question. So I hope y'all enjoy this little bit that they have between the two. Okay, I see DHC. Go ahead, man. Ask away your question.
Yo, GM, thanks for having me up here.
GM, thanks for coming up. Let us know what's on your mind.
Yeah, so I don't really have a question, but like, I just want to say that having the lab fungible token is omega bullish for the project. Like, I'm not sure how many of the people in the audience realize this, but like, GCR kind of prophesized this back in 2022. Like, if NFT collections launch a fungible token, they usually end up doing a lot better than the original collection itself. Like, if you look at the Ape token, if you look at the 8-bit MFR token, right? Like, everybody knows, like, if you've been keeping up with the NFT, like, market, that Bored Apes are not doing so hot, right? But actually, like, the Ape token is, like, worth almost three times as much as like the shitty monkeys. And the same thing with like 8-bit MFers. Like nobody likes that NFT, but the token is like doing like 8 figures of volume daily, right? Like everybody loves it. So I just want to kind of shill the lab token and just say like, that's why I participated in the pre-sale.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Echo your sentiment again. I think what will be even more interesting, and again, I'm repeating myself, but when the mint does start, we have some degens like Kiki, who absolutely wants to mint an NFT, like myself, who absolutely wants to mint an NFT. And then you have that supply, right? That circulating supply that's going to be decreasing. So I have no idea what to expect with the, and let's talk about what this is, the price action of Lab after the mint starts. I think it's going to be very interesting. DHC, so in your mind, you will be holding Lab, right? So this is my understanding. Are you interested in minting an NFT, considering some of the, I guess, the staking and the other airdrops that could happen? What do you think?
Yeah, so as much as I love you guys' artwork, I'm probably just going to be holding on to the tokens because I want like more liquidity, right? I'm just speaking as an investor. Like, I love your project, but I'm just being honest with you. So I'm just going to keep my Lab tokens, but I love what you guys are building. I love Osmosis.
Thanks. And I love your answer because it's honest, right? And I think a lot of people think like you as well. And I'm going to be doing both, basically. I'd like to mint some and I'd like to hold some tokens as well because I feel that going to be a winning strategy if you can do that, right? So, but really good point about the Lab token. JG, go ahead. And then I'll bring up DGen Star here.
I just wanted to say real quick, there's a lot of ways to play the game. There's no wrong answer. You know, speculating on the Lab token, I already know a bunch of people who are going to be taking this strategy. It's definitely a good play, you know?
I need the art, man. I need the culture. but yeah, I see DGens here. Oh, Sunny's up. Sunny.
Whoa, Sunny.
Can we let Sunny speak? Go ahead, man.
Hey, guys. First of all, I just want to say congrats to everyone involved here with this whole project. I think it's really, insane. It's not just the biggest stream swap, but like biggest by like over 2x, almost 3x, I think, which is like just insane. So I had to jump in just to, the last question was about fungible tokens associated with NFTs and how like, the fungible tokens give a little bit more liquidity. I just wanted to, soft shill this other project that we've sort of been building, like a side project that we've been like building it for the last couple of weeks. It's called Fractal. But basically the idea is that you'll be able to take existing NFT collection and NFTs and create functional fungible tokens out of them. So, let's say an existing NFT collection, something like Bad Kids, you'll be able to deposit a Bad Kid into it and any Bad Kid, and you'll get a fungible Bad Kid token out of it, call it Bad or something, right? And that can trade on the DEX. You've seen versions of this happen on Ethereum. There's one called NFTX, but we've actually made a special design where the problem with these systems is you can only put the floor NFTs into it. We've designed a system that you can put any NFT into it, regardless of whether it's a floor NFT. So, just wanted to say, like, I completely hear you that, like, NFTs are awesome, but like, sometimes you want that liquidity of fungible tokens and know that you can like leverage, you can use them as collateral in Mars. You can trade them on leverage on Lavana, like, NFTFi, that's actually how I originally got in touch with the Backbone team originally was I saw that they were doing like NFTFi stuff and I reached out to them and I'm like, I have a lot of ideas about NFTFi. So, so Fractal, that should be, it's just a project idea that we came up with. And then we found a team that like spun it out into a separate project, which I guess is also what happened with StreamSwap and Milky Way. So, those two have been successful. So hopefully Fractal does well.
Very cool, Sunny. I love the idea. And I guess will we be able to put in our mad scientists as well? I'm wondering what's the scope of the NFT collections that will be available on this platform. Are we even talking about Ethereum NFTs or ordinals? Because I know I see your PFP, there's a little bit of hints of Bitcoin and all that.
Yes, definitely. So we are, it should be permissionless. It's written as a Cosm Wasm contract right now. So right now the plan was we were going to deploy the contract on Stargaze and on Osmosis. So that way we can take Stargaze NFTs and, you know, Osmosis minted NFTs like Mad Scientists and do it. And then eventually once we figure out, you know, we are in discussions with a few projects of how to do bridging of NFTs from Bitcoin, like ordinal. So that's sort of the next thing that we would do. But yeah, it'll be interesting that, like, if we do this with Mad Scientists, like, what's interesting is this token from Fractal, it tracks the floor price of like the collection, but the lab token tracks somehow almost like the average price of the collection, right? Because you get it's just like lottery game where you get a random NFT. And so it'll be really interesting to see, like, you know, the differential between these prices, like, represents like the premium of some. I didn't even know how the market dynamics of that are going to work. It'll be interesting. Everything's an experiment, right?
I love it. But yeah, you're totally right. Unrevealed NFTs, right? That's what the lab token tracks. It's basically, you could get a super rare NFT and be very happy about it and sell it at a premium. So lab tracks unrevealed. And maybe this new token that we could call MAD, for instance, of these fractionalized mad scientists could track the floor. So I'm very excited about this. I see PFC is getting excited about it as well. Maybe he wants to share a few thoughts on it. DGen, we'll get to you afterwards. No worries. Go ahead, PFC.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Just on the fractional stuff, I wrote a contract which does something similar. It was more for collections of NFTs. So you can basically create a collection of NFTs, be it Mad Scientists, Skellies, or whatever, put them into a contract, and then you have the fungible tokens that way. So you can actually just collect together, and you can actually have a group of people who want to collect various NFTs from different places, and they can basically form a community around that. So I'll probably talk to Sonny, if you're interested. I can chat to you about it later on Telegram, or just go via JG on that. So yeah, it's a 2-year-old contract, but it still should work.
And what are some of the use cases you guys see with the tokens? I remember PFC, this has been a while, right? We were talking about fractionalized galactic punks to put on Anchor Protocol and earn yield, which was completely wild. But do you think that can be something that we could do? Maybe leverage the Gravedigger and kind of give them yield with the fractional tokens?
Yeah, so it's anywhere you can stick a fungible token, you can stick one of these things. The initial idea was more about high-end art, where you might own a fraction of a Picasso, not necessarily an NFT. And the actual found, you know, so you don't obviously have enough money to own a Picasso, but you can own like 1/10 or something like that, and all the usage rights and all those kind of things. But you can do that with regular NFTs as well. And then once you've done that, the actual value of the portfolio that you own, so, you know, you could have a Bored Ape, you could have this or that, inside the actual contract, that becomes the value of the fungible tokens as a whole. And then you vote to buy other NFTs and all that. So it's not the floor price, it's actually the NFTs that the actual contract owns. So it's slightly different.
Nice, very cool, very interesting, and thanks for the share, Sonny. I think you kicked off, I think, the NFT-fi season on Osmosis from that announcement. What else, I guess, you got cooking up? I don't know if I can squeeze some more alpha out of you here. Don't want to put
me.
You
me? Let's have a look. Working on something on Injective, which is unique to Injective. They're basically doing some stuff around that, and again, that's only there. My thing that I keep on getting distracted from is a Telegram bot, which will be seedless, So you can actually not have to use your wallet at all. You can basically use Telegram to buy and sell. So I found out a pretty nifty way of doing that, and that'll be cross-chain. And the other thing that we're working on is a different way of doing meme coins. So I think I spoke to you about that earlier, but yeah, so I've basically written the basic contract, and the way it works is, do you want to get into this, or I don't know, it's probably very distracting for the NFT guys.
No, well, I want to keep the surprise, though, if we can do that.
Okay, well, let's keep the surprise. But basically, it's a different way of doing a meme coin and a different way of basically doing some of the stuff that you do with meme coins. So, yeah.
You know what? This is a great discussion, though. Sonny, what do you think about meme coins? I guess it's a generic question here, but I think it's a good one.
I guess I'm definitely, I don't know, maybe I'm a little bit too mid-curve here. What do I think about meme coins? I love Dogecoin, if anyone knows me. Like, Dogecoin was what got me into crypto originally. Like, the first time I ever learned about crypto was Dogecoin. And so, like, Dogecoin, you know, I feel like what I'm not a fan of is, like, this, like, over-proliferation of meme coins. Like, I feel like, you know, Dogecoin felt like there was, like, a community there, right? Like, the early Dogecoin community, there were fundraising for, like, you know, clean water initiatives. And there's, you know, there was a tipping culture. There's a community there, you know. And then, you know, I think Shiba had one, too. I think, like, a lot of, like, these larger, you know, they have communities, and, like, that's what makes them fun and exciting. I think, like, just what I'm not a fan of is, like, this current, like, aha, I come up with a funny word, I'm going to make a token, and then, you know, these 24-hour Ponzi games, right? It's, like, literally, like, you launch something, run. You know what it reminds me of? It's, like, have you guys ever played that game on the computer where it's, like, the price goes up, 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 and then you have to, like, choose when to pull
crash.
Out? And then
crash.
Crash, yeah. That's what it feels. We just built like on-chain versions of that, which, like, you know, I guess is fine. It's a fun game. It's just like calling that, like putting that in this. So yeah, I guess like that is like a very different thing that I'm like, whatever. I think it's like a fad. It'll like people play this game for like, you know, another week or two. But Dogecoin and stuff like that, I think I'm a big fan of and believers of, and that's why it's like I think a lot of the. What you used to be able to do with like create communities around the meme coins like Doge and stuff, I think that has heavily shifted towards like NFTs.
Yeah, the communities are there for a longer period of time. Totally agree. I mean, the meme coin community is I go into TG, I post a few GIFs, I dump, and then I leave versus NFTs where due to its illiquid nature, I think, is you kind of have to stay in the project a little longer. So that's great. But yeah, very cool, BFC. I'm looking forward to what you're going to be launching. And I can't believe you already wrote the contract for it.
Yeah, it's live on a testnet. I'm just keeping which testnet private at the moment.
Like we spoke about this a day ago, I think. So anyways.
Yeah, you have to get JG to stop calling me because every time he does, I do work, and it's really frustrating.
JG, keep calling him. All right. I guess, Sonny PFC, do you have any other words to share with us? If not, I'll go to the DGen, who's been waiting for a really long time with his thumb up, so I don't want to. Oh, Kudo, go ahead, man.
Yeah, I want to say one thing. Sonny is here, is that we inscribe your PFP on Ordinals, and yeah, we would like to send it to you if you can send us your Ordinals address to Cirque. Yeah, just address to thanks for the warm welcome.
Yeah, we kind of wanted to bring the, you know, the little Bitcoin culture as well on Osmosis, so it is an Ordinal now, so kind of inscribed on chain forever, so very cool. I hope you like it. All right, DGen, go ahead, man.
Hey, what's happening, all? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, awesome. All right, rad. I'm a huge fan of changing my medicinal chemistry, so I feel like I can relate to you. I'm also a giant Osmo bull, and Yeah, I love collecting NFTs. And I actually just wanted to throw out, I know it's already been kind of mentioned, I actually think it's reverse bullish when like an NFT collection launches a coin. It usually tells me that NFT collection is about to die. But you guys did the polar opposite, and I think it was freaking brilliant, actually, by selling out the NFT collection with the token before its launch. I mean, I don't know. To me, it kind of blew my mind. I didn't even know what I was getting into. I just ape into all kinds of crap because that's just how I am. I gamble on stuff all the time. And I fired big at this because Stream Swap seemed like fun. And as soon as I saw the thing like start like ticking, I was like, oh, I'm putting in way more Osmo. And so it was fun to watch it all happen. And once again, I don't even really know what I have, but I've got a bunch of lab tokens and I'm looking forward to mint. My only question was, I love Stargaze. It's like, Osmosis didn't get me into crypto, but it was one of my first like real ventures into crypto. And then Stargaze was a big one for me as well. And I was just curious if you guys had considered Stargaze pre-launch or not.
Well, I will speak for myself.
And also I'm wrecked as well. You guys are awesome in that regard too. So.
Thanks.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm on, like I said earlier, I'm on 11 different chains, probably more than that. 11 is a.
Sure. Yeah. That's a conservative estimate. That's active.
Yeah. I have tried every single NFT marketplace out there. And right. I can say that Stargaze is my favorite one.
Same. That's why I'm asking this question, because I'm an NFT degen, and Stargaze, I feel like, is literally the best, and almost nobody knows about it, which is so weird. Anyways, keep going.
Yeah, it is my favorite marketplace as an NFT, you know, connoisseur, if I can, you know, call myself that way.
Right, sure.
That being said, there are some opportunities, right, and there's some functionalities on Osmosis for this NFT buy project specifically that were just not possible on Stargaze.
Makes sense. So, that's right? Kind of what I was hoping to hear. There we go. That's you answered my question right there. And that makes sense. That's what I was hoping to hear was the answer.
Yeah. So like I said, I love Stargaze. I love all the NFTs on Stargaze. I hold it back, kids. I love the airdrops too.
Me too.
It's just great. That being said, you know, if we want to be doing this Gravedigger initiative, the stream swap, all the other things we have planned out, it kind of is possible for us on Osmosis, and we got welcome there. So, and we're super welcome on Stargaze, but that was kind of the big idea. We also wanted to do something, you know, Mad Scientist is the first, I don't want to say it kind of is the first official, quote unquote, allegedly official. Osmosis collection.
Not counting the scientists that you could dress up. I remember those ones.
I don't think that ever
happened. But
so because of that, we kind of wanted to be there. Kind of wanted to, you know, really get involved in the Osmosis ecosystem. But we can always, I mean, these JG, and correct me if I'm wrong, will be ICS enabled. So there will always be that option of kind of bridging and experimenting on Stargaze with your mad scientist. There's some cool shit on Stargaze that I enjoy, such as the infinity pools. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but
Of course.
So if somebody wants to create an infinity pool on Stargaze, and maybe then we push the fractal on Osmosis, and it just kind of shows the wealth and I guess the breadth and the depth of the Cosmos ecosystem and this new NFTFi initiatives that are populating. So just because this mints on Osmosis and that's the original chain does not mean you won't be able to enjoy some of the perks of Stargaze eventually. JT, go ahead.
Stargaze. You know, while everyone was super tracking the stream swap at the same time, actually the Stargaze Osmosis governance prop just passed for them to be able to like deploy Outposts to Osmosis, and I'm sure the two events were not unlinked in timing.
All right. Well, that's great to hear. I love Osmosis. I'm excited to be a part of the first NFT collection on Osmosis because I will definitely be minting multiple NFTs. And then I think I got a couple of extra tokens that'll sit around and I'll see what happens with them. It'll be fun to just watch what happens with them, even if they fall to zero. I've watched a lot of tokens fall to zero. Anyways, hey, thanks a lot for your time. I'm really excited about the project. This seems like a really cool one.
Thanks, DJ, and appreciate all your questions and your comments. JG, go ahead, and then we'll go to Crypto Enthusiast. And I guess I don't see any more. Oh, wait, no, there's a few people requesting. Go ahead, JG.
So, you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, there's plenty of room for both models in all of the Cosmos. You know, Stargaze has a great marketplace and they have a great system. And, you know, Backbone is different. We're on a totally different vector. You know, we're more like a boutique shop that is specializing in projects that have a roadmap for NFTfi, right? So we think that, you know, and also, I mean, like Backbone has a Stargaze grave digger actually on testnet. We want to participate with them on their side of the things too. So there's a lot of room for synergy. I think it's going to be a lot more exciting when marketplaces work together instead of trying to like cut each other out of the equation. You know, there's 900 trillion in old world assets just waiting to be tokenized. Like there's going to be plenty of room for everybody.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
I just wanted to mention, I wasn't saying anything negative about your particular protocol. I'm just not familiar with it. And just, I was asking about Stargaze just because I'm very familiar with it. And it's a big part of the Cosmos at this point. That was my only question. So anyway, sorry about that. Not trying to say anything negative about your project.
It's all love, man. It's all love in the Cosmos. Okay. I see Crypto Enthusiast. Go ahead, man.
Hey. Hey, guys. How are you doing? You're right. I've got a couple of things. I suppose I take sort of an opposing view to what DGen just said there. I think what Osmosis is doing brilliantly well is they're scoping around the Cosmos, and this is compliments to Sunny, I suppose, and the team's reaching out to other teams to do this, and they're getting projects to plug their protocols into Osmosis. All right, so that's Necropolis, that's White Whale, that's Astroport, that's Mars, because launching a collection on Stargaze, for example, how does that bring any value to the Osmo token? Then the Stars token is paying validators over there, all right? And, why do I hold Stars? This is just my opposing view. There is room for this interchain, multi-chain vision of the Cosmos, which we need, but we need to be plugging into each other's spaces and bringing value back to each other's token, which is something the White Whale team, along with Backbone Labs, are doing really well. They're giving utility to LSDs and not making them so boring. You know, for example, recently BOSMO has been whitelisted as an alliance asset on Migaloo. So now you've got your yield for your mad scientist for creating BOSMO, but you can also take the BOSMO token that you might just use it to stay liquid, and you can go and stake it on Migaloo and earn some WoW as well. And I think that's where the direction of the Cosmos needs to move. Have an outpost. I saw that Stars had an outpost thing on the Osmosis GitHub. I think there's going to be a Stars outpost on Osmosis. What that will look like, I'm not sure. But that's the sort of vision we need. And we need to rally around what we all think is going to be the hub, the core chain going forward. And I'm hedging my bets that Osmosis is going to be there. I think if you saw the energy of that launch yesterday through StreamSwap, another protocol that's plugged into Osmosis, with all this extra revenue that generated, you guys with your artwork, the Rec Gang team, and it's just created this fire in everyone's belly that we want this in the Cosmos. We want the first NFT on Osmosis. Everyone wants it, and everyone wants to trade it on Osmosis as well, you know? It's not to say that we don't believe in interchain vision. It's just we need to show how we're bringing value to each ecosystem by plugging each other's tokens in and using them, you know? And I think what Backbone Labs and what yourselves have done has been an absolute, incredible feat. The marketing kudo has been second to none. I love it. Videos when I first saw them were just sensational. And one of the other things, that Soul Token, I think you should all pay attention to that because that will unite, again, a token that unites everyone. All the Gravediggers and all the other chains that are all linking together through Elysium Gate, you know, if you own a B-Asset NFT on other chains, you're going to have a chance of getting some lab tokens now, which we're all going to be trading on Osmosis as lab, or we're going to be minting mad scientists, you know, if you're lucky enough to own more than 10, more than 20. So it's all tied together. I for one would love to see a Gravedigger on Stargaze and a Gravedigger collection. I'd love to see a Dex on Stargaze where we could trade in multiple tokens, maybe, you know, cross-chain via Osmosis as well. You know, that'd be incredible. So yeah, that I think that's where the direction the Cosmos is heading. I think if we can just, I don't know, I love Alliance. I think that's a really great way to get value back cross-chain between chains, you know. But that's just me. There'll be other ways you can get back. Astroport and Whitewell, they buy back the token real yield for having a fee on the Osmosis chain. That's another way to get value for your token, you know. But yeah, I just wanted to shield out and just say, guys, you're doing an incredible job. Your Discord group is absolutely buzzing 24 hours a day. You can go on there and there's like 100 tech messages. So JG did an incredible job reaching out to Rec Gang, getting you guys involved. You were spot on to go. Your branding, everything has just been amazing. So I wish you every success, guys. I really do.
Thanks. Appreciate those kind words. And I guess 100 messages is B probably posting 100 messages. But that being said, there's a big variety of people in the Discord being active and love that everybody wants to collaborate. I think the Cosmos is, you know, is the future. I think we all agree here. Jesse Phillips, very professional profile picture. I really like Crypto Enthusiast profile picture. I think it's perfect. But Jesse, go ahead with your question.
Well, it will soon be a mad scientist. But first off, I just wanted to congratulate you guys on this insane launch. I'm a total Cosmos stan. The first thing I ever really tried was Osmosis, which really got me in and got me away from working at the big exchanges. And then this past summer, I was lucky enough to go to Gateway to Cosmos in Prague during our kind of Techstars journey and just like fell in love with the space once again. So I absolutely had to have this. I think your marketing was on point. I love the stream swap. I think it's one of the fairest ways I've ever seen anything launched, token as well as NFT. I think the interest was overwhelming, and it really, I think one of the differences here is I've been a part of a bunch of NFTs in terms of like their launch, but this actually felt like a community from the jump. As soon as I was in the Discord, I was like, yeah, this is amazing. I don't want to take up too much time here, but I would love to support this community. Just kind of give 30 seconds about what we do. We're basically a cross-chain username built on Axelar. And so that's obviously IPC enabled. And I would love to get involved and wondering how we can get involved to also reward the community. Like maybe we could give away premium names, but it's just so exciting to be here, especially from launch. I had to have it. Congratulations guys on an awesome and pretty fair launch. So thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jesse. And we're very familiar with Axelar ourselves. Looking forward to dot lab names. Interesting.
Yeah, we could do it. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, we've put together basically all of it into one name and then a wallet manager in the back gated by a multi-sig security paradigm. We're partnered directly with Axelar. And so, yeah, let's talk if you guys are interested, but we'd love to like kind of airdrop that to the community. Cause I think this is super special here and love everything you guys have done. So thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for reaching out. And yeah, I'll hit you in the DMs as well to continue the discussions. BD live on Spaces. That's what happens here. That being said, it's been an hour and a half now that we chat. I know a few people are still requesting, but we'll have more of these guys. This is just episode one. Don't burn yourself out. I really enjoyed this one. It was a great one. Thanks for everybody for coming up, for listening in, for sharing. massive shout out to all the partners, all the friends, all the people grinding in the Discord and on the CT, or they call it X now. So thank you guys for showing us so much love. Appreciate y'all. And we're always very reachable. DMs on Twitter. You can go to the Discord, ask questions, open tickets. It should be pretty easy. So yeah, thanks as well, Kudo and JG, for being here with us. Appreciate y'all. I guess you have some closing thoughts, and then I'll close the space out. Or not?
No, man. I'm glad to be here. I'm super excited. You can close it. Thanks a lot. Thanks, everyone, that be here. Thanks. Yeah, I'm totally grateful. I have nothing else to say. Thanks a lot, man.
JG, some closing words?
Yeah. You know, just I am completely flabbergasted by the support. We are going to deliver everything that we promise. We will see everything through. And V, if you want to DM me, we can always finish our conversation privately. Sorry for losing my temper.
All right, I'll close it on one of my favorite songs. Has nothing to do with mad scientists, but thanks.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting nodders. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth. And play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.